and W233AH, Monticello, New York. Streaming live, you can hear us anytime at wjffradio.org. It's straight up 3 o'clock. I've got about 38 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. Forecast for tonight is mostly cloudy with some scattered flurries. That would be snow flurries after midnight, going down to the lower 20s. Tomorrow will be a partly sunny day with scattered flurries in the morning. Highs up into the lower 40s. Few clouds hang around tomorrow night, going back down to the upper 20s. And then Monday is another partly sunny day with highs a little warmer in the lower 50s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up here on WJFF. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be exploring the life and times, the poetry, the performance, the singing songwriter, Dan Hicks.
There are people who live for the moment, the moment, the moment, and others who don't seem to get much enjoyment, enjoyment,
enjoyment.
Some are always glad, others always sad. But lately, seems that I've been somewhere in between. It's a funny feeling, love is what I mean. Yes, I'm so in love, can't tell down from up above. Down, down, down from up above. I feel like singing. I feel like singing. Yes, it's love that's got me somewhere in between. Woo. And it's love that's made me a pauper or a king. I don't know which one, but it sure is fun. Fun, 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 fun.
I feel like singing, singing.
I'm so in love.
He's so in love.
I'm so in love.
Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. That's live at the Troubadour. That album was recorded in 1971, and the Troubadour is out in California. Yeah, there is just something so exciting about his music and his songs. It just has such energy and vitality of rhythm, and yet, maybe you didn't notice, there's no drums in that ensemble. Let me tell you a little bit about Dan Hicks. Dan Hicks has recorded 17 albums in his career. I always think of him as West Coast. He was actually born in Little Rock, Arkansas, on December 9th in 1941. But when he's only 5 years old, his family moves out to California, which is where he pretty much settled and lived most of his life. I was really saddened to learn that Dan Hicks died on February 6, 2016. He was 74 years old. What a body of music. Hundreds of songs. One of my absolute favorite singer-songwriters that I've ever known, that I've ever heard. It's interesting when I was doing some homework about Dan Hicks, because he started out as a drummer. He's in grade school, you know, you're, you know, 9, 10, 11. And he starts playing the drum, and he ends up playing the snare drum in the high school marching band. And when he's only 14 years old, he's playing around in the San Francisco area, I assume. He lived north of the city there with his family. He's 14 years old, and he's playing around with dance bands. And when he's in high school, he actually does radio broadcasting. He did a daily 15-minute radio program, Time Out for Teens. And he actually went on to study broadcasting in college in San Francisco in the late 50s and early 60s. He didn't pick up the guitar until he was already 18 years old in 1959. So he goes to San Francisco, and you know, there's that incredible folk music scene going on, and he starts to perform with his guitar at a lot of the local coffee houses. But it's as a drummer that he joins his first band called The Charlatans in 1965. But something profound changed for him. I never ever saw him play drums or even thought of as a drummer. I had no idea he even played drums, because in 1967, Dan Hicks forms Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. And he hooks up with a violinist called David LaFlamme. Now, you maybe have heard of It's a Beautiful Day. If that rings a bell to you, you know that the violin was a very signature part of that band. So I have to understand that this very first version of the band had a very strong presence with a jazzy kind of violin feel. And sure enough, when David LaFlamme leaves the band, Dan Hicks starts to work with a man who he recorded with and worked with for many years, Sid Page. We used to call him Symphony Sid Page. He had a couple of female backup singers. And the one thing about Dan Hicks that's a signature part of his style is he is an acoustic musician. There was a lot of confusion. How do you classify Dan Hicks's music? And in my mind, I never had that confusion. He was such a contemporary of the rock and roll scene that I always saw him as part of that culture of the rock and roll. But there was never an electric guitar, electric bass. There were never any electric instruments on stage with Dan Hicks. It was all acoustic. That means they use microphones, but they all acoustic. And he never used a drummer. There was one album that he had drums on. But the thing that gets me, when you hear the incredible, infectious rhythm of his songs, it's like what he learned in a dance band, in those dance bands as a kid, as a drummer, kind of underlaid the underpinning of his musical style. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. He released his first album in 1969. And he had a little bit of a switch up in the lineup, and the album called Where's the Money? That's the first track that we heard. I feel like singing Reepapadita, Reepapadita. That was released in 1971. And another part of Dan Hicks' signature is his humor. For instance, when you look at the cover of Where's the Money, they're all standing there and they've got all their equipment spread out in front of them, and Dan's got this really cool ascot on. And it's this old school album cover that is like a gatefold that opens up and you can see inside. And when you open it up, there's the same cover as on the photo, except Dan Hicks has got a gorilla mask on. And that's just a small sample of his humor. He was known for wearing very colorful Hawaiian shirts. He always had beautiful paintings on his guitars. And so Where's the Money was followed up in 1972 by an album called Strikin' It Rich, which seems to be a beautiful segue from Where's the Money. And Strikin' It Rich, that album looks like a giant matchbook cover. Anyway, we're going to listen to a little bit more of Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. These recordings are really considered by most people to be, you know, kind of his golden age, an incredible marriage of talent among all these musicians. So give me a second here to flip the vinyl record over. We're going to hear two songs. One is a beautiful example of his humor. The Black-Headed Buzzard. Yeah, the buzzard was their friend. He led them on, you know. And then we're going to hear a song from Strikin' It Rich. And it's the more serious side of Dan Hicks. He could write such beautiful love songs and such serious songs. So we're going to hear the humor, and then we're going to hear this song called Moody Richard. And it talks about, you know, he was just an innocent bystander. He never really got involved, this Moody Richard. What kind of life is that? So here we go, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
He knew he couldn't get nothing by staying on. A black-headed man looked slick, flying right along. And where did he take them? The buzzard was their friend. He took them all down and bought a bowl of what's his name. They were getting fat just to call her bad on the bowls of air. He blew a whistle and blew it just once. And they were in the air. Around. The wind was gusting 30, they were getting off 30, but they didn't mind. With that bacon fries, I want you gone. A little bit of travel never did no wrong. Whoa,
look in the sky, see those black birds, how they fly.
The black-headed man looks like fly right along. What did they get?
The bacon grease, no matter not, let it slip and slide and run. Whoa, it ain't no lie, look in the sky, see how they fly.
Black-headed man looks like fly right along. And when it fries, fry along. You might as well cook up all you got, hey.
Put in your day,
see those buzzards on their way. Black-headed man looks like fly right along. Black-headed man looks like fly right along.
Just going to bed on the bull's bed.
You might as well cook up all you got, hey. Put in your day.
See those buses on their way. Black heaven looks like fine right long. Black heaven looks like fine right long. Black heaven looks like fine right long.
Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. That song is called Moody Richard. That's from Strikin' It Rich, released in 1972. And right before that, we heard The Buzzard Was Their Friend. And that was from Where's the Money, 1970. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, we're focusing on Dan Hicks. So you hear that music. I never had any trouble relating to this music. I understood it the minute that I heard it. But people, especially music critics, have struggled for years to try to find a genre to categorize this style that Dan Hicks has. So I'd like to read a little bit about what Dan himself has to say. In 1987, when he was on stage at a concert in Montana, he called his music folk jazz. Well, I also kind of struggled with that label. When you're talking about back in the days when the major record labels ruled the world, the two least commercially successful categories were folk music and jazz. So coming out to call yourself folk jazz, you know, it's like, whoa. It's kind of funny. But he did come up with another way of describing his music, which he called folk swing. Dan Hicks gave an interview in 2007, and I'd like to read this quote. It's charming. Dan was a very charming guy. "My music is a kind of blending. We have acoustic instruments. It starts out with kind of a folk music sound, and we add a jazz beat and solos and singing, and we have the two girls that sing and jazz violin and all that. So it's kind of light in nature. It's not loud. And it's sort of, in a way, kind of carefree. Most of the songs are, I wouldn't say funny, but kind of maybe a little humorous. We all like jazz, so we like to play in a jazzy way, with a swing sound, you know, so I call it folk swing. There are a lot of original tunes that I've been writing through the years, so that has its personal touch on it." Well, you know, I was inspired by Dan Hicks. And in my life as a musician, you know, I've been through a lot of changes, as musicians do. I was a classical musician and studying opera and stuff in my 20s. But I was captivated by rock and roll. You know, I was a Beatlemaniac. And when I was in high school, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks came out with these recordings that we just heard. And I just became enamored with his music, with his songs. So I was about 40 years old when I picked up an electric guitar for the first time, my very own Fender Strat. I had a 12-string Rickenbacker, and my best friend and I at the time, we started a band called the Bleecker Street Reality Band. We found our bass player, a guy named Dan Martin, Cuban heritage, and we put an ad in the Village Voice for a lead guitar player, and we met this man named Kevin Giordano, and we had just met Kevin, and about 10 days later, we went into the studio and did our very first recordings. And when the Bleecker Street Reality Band started, we just did covers. We eventually wrote all of our own songs, but we started out doing covers, and I always loved Dan Hicks. His songs, amazing. So we recorded two Dan Hicks songs, and I'd like to share those with you today. It's kind of a special thrill to play a little bit of my own music. So we're going to do two songs by Dan Hicks. One is called Reelin' Down, and the other one is Caught in the Rain. And the title of this recording is The 4th of July, 1993. And this is the Bleecker Street Reality Band.
I never took to rambling till I turned 21. Then I finally got a notion to make it on the run. Feeling the blues in the bottom of my shoes. And didn't I know that old rambling's good news? I go reeling down that old high. Reeling down, 'cause reeling's my way. If I don't know clack, them old railroad tracks. Five will get you 10, get you 25 all greenbacks. Well,
I never seen
much coin in my bag. I soon got used to that same old joke, and I got reeling down that old highway.
Down the road, there was a war.
Okay, well, you know, that's kind of a hard type of a sound to categorize it to, even to my own ears. That was my own band, the Bleecker Street Reality Band. Those are two songs by Dan Hicks that I recorded with my band in 1993. And I am Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, the American West Coast musician Dan Hicks. So a year after the Bleecker Street Reality Band covered those songs by Dan, he released his own album in 1994. So did he stay with the Hot Licks? No, he didn't. Everybody was kind of surprised. I've always thought he's one of the most gifted songwriters I ever knew. And when he did those two recordings that we heard at the top of the show, Where's the Money and Striking It Rich, he started to get real commercial success, international attention. He was on the cover of the Rolling Stone, and they released an album called The Last Train to Hicksville, and it's taken off. And they're really starting, you know, they did a video. They're starting to get interest everywhere. And at the very peak of their success, he disbands. He breaks up the band in 1974. And, you know, I was kind of like, why? Why did he do this? Well, he actually, they interviewed him in 1974 in the Rolling Stone. And here's what he said about why he broke up the Hot Licks. I didn't want to be a band leader anymore. It was a load, and a load I didn't want. I'm basically a loner. I like singing and stuff, but I didn't necessarily want to be a band leader. The thing that turned the thing had turned into a collective sort of thing. Democracy. Vote on this, do that. I conceived the thing. They wouldn't be there if it wasn't for me. My role as leader started diminishing. But it was my fault because I let it happen. I cared less as the thing went on. So at the peak of his success, he breaks his band up. When he starts another band, it's Dan Hicks and the Acoustic Warriors, and there's no women to be found. There are no female backup singers, which I think had a lot to do with some of the friction that might have been going on in the band. They were all such talented musicians. But if Dan Hicks was a talented songwriter, he was even a more talented performer. When he would do his live shows, and I saw Dan Hicks, oh gosh, 5-6 times I saw him live at various stages in his career. And he was as funny a stand-up comedian as anybody you see today. His humor was just spontaneous, and he could just ad-lib his way, and he could just charm an audience. So Dan Hicks and the Acoustic Warriors released an album in 1994, and once again, the Acoustic Warriors, it's all acoustic. Dan never did play electric guitar. So we're about to listen to a couple of songs. This album was released in 1974. We're going to hear, the first track we're going to hear is one of his humorous songs called Up, Up, Up. And you know, Up in Smoke. You know, it's all messed up, so to speak. So let's hear some more of Dan Hicks with his Acoustic Warriors. This album is called Shootin' Straight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica. Please help us welcome Dan Hicks and the Acoustic Warriors.
Much too kind, ladies and gentlemen. Much too kind. My hat is off to you. We do a tune called Up, Up, Up now. It's a fairly new selection. We'll try to stick to some new selections. We're rolling the tape out there and possible recording. Big time, ladies and gentlemen. We got some, we got some new tunes and some pretty doggone good poetry too, ladies and gentlemen. Put the music. It's like this first one here out of this new batch. It goes, my mother died from asbestos and my father's name was Estes. And that's just the start of the song, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. mother died from asbestos. My father's name was Estes. Now I don't know if that messed us up for what it did. My brother was working at the boiler, was glad he wasn't working as an oiler. Then my sister went and lit a match, and up is where they went. They went up, 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 like a guy on a rocket. Up, 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 keep your luck, don't lock it. Up, 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 put your finger in a socket. Don't you know that's a jack? And that just leave me with my cousins. You know I got them by the dozens. But they brought home a bomb and they didn't act calm. Nope, is where they went. Now everything's satisfactory. Got a swing shift at a big factory. I keep cutting, I just keep strutting. Cause up is where I'm going. Up, up, up. Push the elevator button. Up, up, up. Like Superman's cousin. Up, up, up. Propelling, hell, I'm buzzing. Don't you know that's up, Chuck? But the fickle finger fate placed a well-placed goose. Nope, that's where she went. Visiting a funeral parlor, my Uncle Harry, he let out a holler. One stiff went and winked at him. Nope, that's where he went. He went up, up, make the North Pole my landing. Up, up, talk frivolous abandon. Up, up, from sitting to standing. Don't you know that's up? Like a definite ascension, like a rubber band attention, like a whole bunch of up to numerous dimension. Don't you know it's going up and up and up and up and up? Magician is what I'd like to be. I'd erase it from my memory, or I'd wish it onto someone else, but not me. So well, disappearing, so none could tell that she ever knew someone like me. If only I knew
what I did do in the course of knowing her. But never mind that, it's all in the past. She don't want me now. A magician, if I could only be, I'd make that magic work so she could see how differently things could be. But it's too late, you see. If I can only be, I'd make that magic work so she could see how differently things could be. But it's too late to see.
Dan Hicks and the Acoustic Warriors. That song is called A Magician, released on the album called Shootin' Straight from 1994. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program is a memorial for the American West Coast musician Dan Hicks. Dan Hicks passed away on February the 6th, 2016. So I mentioned that his recording career spanned 44 years. And that to me is the definition of somebody who has lived the life of a musician. He never really had the type of commercial success that some people do as a musician. But there's very few people that I know in my lifetime that accomplished artistically what he accomplished with his songs. Hundreds of songs. He recorded an album. He'd been recording on a various bunch of major labels, but he released an album in the year 2000. And a lot of the people who had been influenced by him as a musician, some very high profile people, joined him in duets on the album released on Surf Dog. The album is called Beatin' the Heat. And he sings with Elvis Costello. Ricky Lee Jones sings with Dan Hicks on a couple of the tracks. You've heard of Bette Midler. I bet you have heard of Bette Midler. Maybe you know the name Tom Waits. All these people loved Dan Hicks' music. Aerosmith, the lead singer, Perry. What's his name? Anyway, the lead singer in Aerosmith loves Dan Hicks. Thomas Dolby recorded some of Dan Hicks' songs. He may not have been a mainstream artist, but he was a musician's musician. So the last thing that he recorded throughout his life. He released an album in 2010. In 2003, he did a DVD with a bunch of other performers, people that you would know. He released some Bob Dylan covers done in his own unique style on an album called Selected Shorts. Tangled Tales in 2009. His very last recording was released in 2013 called Live at Davies. But I'd like to end the program today with a song that I think he was most well known for. And this is, once again, from the Hot Licks period. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks from the 1972 Striking It Rich. This is a beautiful song called I scare myself. Dan Hicks.
I scare myself just thinking about you. I scare myself when I'm without you. I scare myself the moment that you're gone. I scare myself when I let my thoughts run. And when they're running,
running.
I keep thinking of you. You. When they're running,
running.
What can I? Myself, and I don't mean lightly. I scare myself, it can get frightening. I scare myself to think what I could do. I scare myself, it's some kind of voodoo. And with that voodoo,
running, running, running.
I keep thinking of you. You. With that voodoo,
running, running, running.
What can I? So, 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 so different when we're together. And I'm also so much calmer, I feel better. For the stars have crossed our paths forever. And the sooner that you realize it, the better. Then I'll be with you. And I won't scare myself, but I don't know what to do. And I won't scare myself, and I'll think of you. And I won't scare myself, and my thoughts will run. And I won't scare myself. Thank you.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, the music of Dan Hicks. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's a couple of minutes before 4 p.m. I've got 38 degrees outside of our studios here in Jeffersonville, New York, and you are tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're streaming online 24/7. If you want to hear us and you're not in our listening area, you can turn your computer on. You can go to wjffradio.org and you can listen to us from anywhere in the world. Isn't that great? Forecast for this evening is mostly cloudy with some scattered flurries after midnight. It's going down to the lower 20s this evening, and tomorrow will be a partly sunny day. Those scattered flurries are going to continue through into the morning. The highs tomorrow up in the lower 40s, so that is warming up a little bit. The clouds stay around through tomorrow night, and it's going back down to the upper 20s. Monday is a partly sunny day with highs in the lower 50s. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up.
Saturday mornings at 10, it's WJFF's Radio Chatskill, live local conversations from the news.
A story we're going to be following is a large one about Catskill's development.
To history.
We were anti-federalists, we were copperheads, we were against everything.
To arts and culture.
The wonderful thing, again, about visual art is you get to put your hands in so much stuff.
And more.
They coined the expression, call Mr. Beauty.
Tune in for live local conversations every Saturday at 10 a.m. on WJFF's Radio Chatskill. Skill.
Hello, this is Phil Woods urging you to check out Living Jazz with Thane Peterson Friday afternoons on WJFF 90.5 FM, the best little radio station by a damn sight.
That's Fridays at 1 on 90.5